Here's Kevin Shortsleeve to mark the recent birthday of the filmmaker Blake Edwards.
As the director of the Pink Panther film series, Blake Edwards was the force behind the creation of one of the most famous and coolest of cartoon characters, the Pink Panther. In 1963, Edwards was directing a live-action film about a diamond called the Pink Panther, so named for a distinctive flaw in the center of the stone. This was the first of the film series involving the bumbling Inspector Clouseau. Edwards secured the services of composer Henry Mancini and gave him total creative freedom. Mancini's mind was on the jewel thief played by David Niven when he decided to score a piece centered on a big, solid saxophone. The result would become Mancini's most recognizable melody and won him a 1964 Academy Award. When Edwards heard the recording, he decided to use it not just for the jewel theft scene, but as the general theme for the whole movie. With the music chosen, he began work on the opening titles. A longtime fan of Warner Brothers cartoons, Edwards contacted veteran animator Friz Freleng and requested that he draw up a Pink Panther character. Freleng, the creator of Porky Pig and Yosemite Sam, began scratching out ideas. He and his partner David DePatie remember showing up at Edwards' office and spreading before him nearly 150 different versions of what a Pink Panther might look like. Edwards immediately pointed to one lanky fellow and said, "That's the guy." When the piece was completed, enthusiasm for the opening titles was so strong that the animation sequence threatened to overshadow the popularity of the film. Encouraged, Freleng and DePatie began making Pink Panther shorts. Their first try, entitled Pink Fink, concerned a little man with some blue paint, the Pink Panther with some pink paint, and the battle that ensues. The cartoon won them an Academy Award. The contemporary look and sophisticated and often surreal humor earned the cartoon series a loyal following. A moral character, the Pink Panther was often perplexed by the modern world and unscrupulous humans. With the advent of the Saturday morning Pink Panther show in 1969, the character was brought to children. Those old cartoons are still popular today, and the Pink Panther may go on forever, sauntering down the road, skipping his feet in time to the music.